Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. So I wonder how you would think about someone asking this question about you. If someone were to follow you around for a week, what would they say are the most important things in your life? If someone were to follow you around for a week, what do you think they would say are the most important things in your life? So is that a scary thought? A funny thought? Where would they see you most often if they followed you around for a week? Would it be at work? Probably, for most of us it is. Maybe working with your business, with your spouse, with your family. You know, I'm afraid somebody following me would be pretty bored because I spend a lot of my time at my desk and on the phone with my clients. Now, to be clear, I don't find my work boring. I love my work. But if somebody were to sit and watch, I go from call to call most every day, stopping occasionally to change a load of laundry. And then there's always, I find some time in the evening, watch a baseball game, football game. I also visit my mom during the week, go to church, and on occasion fix my husband a nice meal. That's not real exciting. How about you? What do your days look like? What are your priorities? What's important to you? You know, how we spend our time is a key indicator as to what we value. And what we value is the third of our 12 essentials of godly success that we've been studying, the book by Tommy Nelson, the 12 essentials of godly success. So, we have studied essential number one, which is to have fear and respect of the Lord. Essential number two for success is relationships. And essential number three for success is our values, what we treasure. Jesus directs our thinking on what we are to treasure or to value. And he says this in Matthew chapter 6. He's giving the Sermon on the Mount. And in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 19, Jesus gets very clear about what our values are to be. Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You know, Jesus teaches us to have a different value system. Not one that values stuff and status, but rather one that values treasures that last. Jesus knew that where our treasure is, our hearts will be also. As author Tommy Nelson writes, where your values are, your heart will follow. So maybe the thought of someone following you around for a week to see what you spend your time and energy and money on was a sobering thought. Well, it definitely made me think. I know I have areas I need to start to think differently about. Maybe you too? If so, it does start with how we think, what we fix our minds on. Tommy Nelson also in his book gives four other tips. If you feel you need a values checkup that's essential for success, he says, number one, give God the first of your time each day, quiet time, reading his word, prayer, meditation. Secondly, he says, give God the first of your week. Make Sunday worship a higher priority. Third, he says, give God the first of your wealth. You know, begin giving what you can and aim for at least 10% to tithe. And then number four, give God the first of your plans. You know, think about what you will plan for today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Think about your plans and give those plans to him and see what God can do with that. Well, those are some suggestions that you can think about as you kind of give yourself a values checkup. Give God the first of your time each day. Give God the first of your week each week. Give God the first of your wealth. And give God the first of your plans. So ask God to show you where he wants you to begin with those areas. Your mind, like mine, will begin to see success differently. Because where our treasures are, where our time is, our heart will follow. Our values. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.